Well, some of you, as you went out on Tuesday morning, Christmas morning, got chocolate buttons. Well, I got a different sort of a present, you'd say, from Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson asked me to give a word of testimony, so that was my Christmas ruined. Well, not really. I still enjoyed my Christmas dinner. But it's good to be able to tell what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for me. I'm very, very nervous. I'm not a preacher by any means. My husband's the preacher. I might preach at home, but don't preach in public. Well, there's a little verse that I always quote in my testimony when I'm starting, and it's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. My father was saved just a month before I was born, and my mother was saved a month after I was born, and that was 62 years ago. So there's a lot I could tell you about the past 62 years. Couldn't possibly say it all tonight. But I can say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Saviour all the day long. When I was, as soon as my parents were saved, they both got involved in the Lord's work. They started to go to Carriduff Baptist Church, and they were baptised, and they started to attend the prayer meetings, and started to give out tracts, and just got involved in the work of the Lord. And when I was a year old, we moved to Belfast, to the Craigie Estate. And my sister was three, I was one. And Daddy took Olive round the whole Craigie and so on, different churches, just looking, and asked her. She was very wise. She was always very advanced. And asked Olive where she wanted to go to Sunday school. And when they came to Mount Marion Free Presbyterian Church, just that little simple building, Olive said, that's where I want to go to Sunday school. Well, we were singing tonight about how everything's planned. The Lord has the future planned out for us. And I believe the Lord had the future planned out for us in the Free Presbyterian Church. And I give thanks to the Lord for leading us to Mount Marion Free Presbyterian Church. So I was taught at home the way of salvation. I was taught in Sunday school in the children's meetings. And we loved to go to that bright hour on a Wednesday night. And then on a Friday night, we went to Everton Drive Mission Hall. Well, as I got older. And in Everton Drive Mission Hall, well, he's not here tonight, but every now and again, Jackie came with Alfie. And I remember those days very clearly. And I was actually terrified of Alfie when he came out of the box and went back in. But in between, it was really good. And the Lord really used Jackie as he served the Lord in those days. But I was a very shy little girl. You mightn't, my husband would think, oh, she wasn't very shy. But if you ask Maureen Alistair afterwards, I ask her if I was very shy. I was. But the Lord blessed us in that church in Mount Marion. And when I was just in P1, I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I just prayed that little prayer, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today. Come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And I believe he did come in that night into my heart and saved me. We were taught many verses of scripture that have stayed with me to this day. And the very first picture I remember getting in Sunday school was 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And I knew I was a sinner. I needed to be saved. And the first hymn I ever remember singing, we used to sing a lot in our house, Daddy and Mummy and all of us, we all loved to sing. And we used to sing, I remember the first hymn we ever sung was, what can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, the Lord was with me throughout primary school, and then when I went to grammar school, it was a girls' school, and I had Christian friends there, and the Lord blessed me. And I believe the Lord really saved me when I was just in P1, but when I was 14 years of age, the Lord spoke to me about surrendering my life to him, giving my whole life to the Lord to use just as he wanted to use it. We had many missionary speakers, and I remember in Old Raven Hill, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, when they got married, and they were leaving to go to new tribes to train to be missionaries, and we just thought this was wonderful, our own missionaries, and the Lord even spoke through that and encouraged us to pray even for our own missionaries. And also I would have gone to a morning Sunday school, and it was in Sandown. Daddy became the superintendent there, and in that Sunday school, Edith McMillan, as she was then, Edith McDonald, she was in my Sunday school class. The Lord just does plan everything out, and little did I know there'd be so many people that I knew as a child. I would see them now in this church here. And then in the when I was probably about 13 or 14, Arlene Lama, she was, Arlene Simpson, she was my Sunday school teacher. And we knew Roberta and Audrey and all the Lamb family. So I feel at home in Newton Ards because there's so many people that we know here. But whenever we were going to the martyrs, Dr. Paisley always encouraged young people to get involved in the work of the Lord. He encouraged us to go to the prayer meetings and to get involved in the outreach work, and to go to the youth fellowship. We had a great youth fellowship. Trevor Baxter was the leader, and we had big numbers, and we used to go open air meetings and take other youth fellowships. And the Lord just gave us a burden to serve the Lord and to get involved in the work. And I would encourage you, young people especially, to get involved in the Lord's work, and the Lord will bless you. Well, when it came time to leave school, well, I'd been praying and asking the Lord what he would have me to do, and the Lord led me into nursing, and I started training in the city hospital, and I prayed that the Lord would give me a Christian friend. And even that very first day, the Lord led me very, very soon to Joan Edgar, who is now the Reverend John Greer's wife, and we were great. We've been great friends ever since that. And if you pray and ask the Lord to give you Christian friends, he will. He will lead you to those friends, because if you are in the wrong company, well, very soon they can just pull you down. Well, as I went to different meetings, all the meetings in the church, and involved in the outreach and so on, there was always a certain person there, a young man, who just, our paths always crossed. Well, that the Lord, again, had planned out our lives for us. And this young man, he was saved. The Martyrs Memorial was opened on the 4th of October, 1969. And David was saved on the 6th of October, on the Monday night, the first Monday night of that mission. And I watched him for the next couple of years. And I heard him pray in the youth fellowship and in the prayer meetings. And he started to lead meetings and testify and preach. And so when I remember thinking, well, that's the sort of young man I would like as a boyfriend and to marry, someone who loves the Lord and has a desire to serve him. So we started going together, and then eventually we got married. And David was a joiner, he wasn't a minister. So we were very happy going along to the meetings, and David was still doing a bit of preaching and helping out in some meetings. But then in 1979, then David went into the Theological Hall of the Free Presbyterian Church. And I thought, well, I was happy for him to be a minister, but I wasn't so happy to be a minister's wife. I thought, oh, no, I couldn't do that. But the Lord gave grace. And the Lord has been with us down through the years, first of all in Dromore, and then in Clocker Valley, and then in Bangor. The Lord blessed us and gave us many, we had many happy times. And the Lord blessed us then whenever we were in Clocker Valley. Our children started going to the Christian school in Clocker Valley and in Kilskerry. And there again, Miss Amanda Dean taught our three children. And little did I think that Miss Dean would one day be Mrs. Kennedy here in Newton Ards, and we would be here in Newton Ards. That's how the Lord leads and guides. And the Christian school was just such a blessing to our family, and I thank the Lord for that work. Well, it's not all a bed of roses. The Bible says, or the hymn says, it's not an easy road. We're travelling to heaven, and many are the thorns by the way, but Jesus walks beside us and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load. I'm just looking down at Roy there, and he says to me, remember about the wee car? He said to me on the way in, whenever we started going together, we walked everywhere. That was why I was so thin in those days. Then David, he got a car after a while, and it was a wee Morris Minor, and we had that wee Morris Minor. I even learned to drive in that wee Morris Minor. But we were very content. The Lord has been with us down through the years, but you know that life goes by so quickly. And with that verse in James chapter 4 verse 14 says, whereas ye know not what shall be in the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And as I look back in my life, it has just gone by like a flash, and we don't know what tomorrow holds. But as we were singing, we know who holds the future. And I can say it is well with my soul. I wonder, can you say that tonight? And if anything was to happen to you, even tonight, would you know that you would be with Christ, which is far better? If not, I would urge you to taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Yeah. Uganda, oh yes, Ruth and Stephen, of course, her daughter Ruth and Stephen, they're serving the Lord in Uganda. And this afternoon we were speaking to them on WhatsApp, and we sang to them John 3:16. So they were taking note of that, so they can sing it to the children in Uganda. And the Lord is blessing them there. There are many challenges, but the Lord is blessing. And some of the children and young people have been saved, and just keep praying that the Lord will bless them and make them a blessing, and the others, Andy and Hannah and Noreen, as goes back, that the Lord will make them a blessing in that land.